The state's Drinking Water Quality Council has issued what it considers to be safe levels for exposure to toxic chemicals, including PFOA and PFOS, that have been found in high quantities in some of New York's drinking water supplies. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, supporters say the Cuomo administration now needs to quickly take action to implement standards that they say are long overdue.
Governor Cuomo addressed threats to the drinking water supply when he laid out his agenda for 2019 in a recent speech, saying there's a growing water crisis in our state.
Do the science, regulate the chemicals, and leave this planet better than we found it, and we're going to do it this year.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the fifth meeting of the New York State Drinking Water Quality Council.
One day later, the Drinking Water Quality Council met, more than 2 months after the deadline passed for issuing recommendations. The council, chaired by State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker, agreed to set maximum contaminant levels for PFOA and PFOS of 10 parts per trillion. For another chemical known as 1,4-dioxane, the council set a maximum level of 1 part per billion. Liz Moran, Environmental Policy Director for the New York Public Interest Research Group, says the numbers mean that New York will have some of the strictest limits in the nation on the chemicals, which have been linked to several cancers and heart and thyroid diseases. And she says they should be quickly adopted.
These will be some of the strongest levels in the country. So now what has to happen is the Department of Health needs to take these numbers or go stronger, which they can, and do an official rulemaking to put these regulations in the books.
But she says there is still no absolutely safe level of exposure to the toxins, and her organization has been pushing for lower maximum contaminant levels. 3 years ago, the Cuomo administration was much slower to respond to a PFOA contamination crisis in the eastern New York village of Hoosick Falls. The then Obama administration EPA in December of 2015 warned village residents not to drink the water or use it to cook after it was found that the chemicals were leaking from a nearby factory. It had used them to make nonstick coatings like Teflon. Blood tests showed many residents had high levels of the toxin in their bloodstream. Some villagers became sick and had died. Their relatives believed that the exposure to PFOA might have been the cause. But the health department under Governor Cuomo continued to tell residents for a time that the water was safe. The State Department of Environmental Conservation finally did declare the area a state Superfund site at the end of January 2016. Angry residents accused the administration of dragging its feet. Moran spent years working on the issue.
The sentiment that seems to be expressed is, in some ways, too little, too late.
Hoosick Falls resident Emily Marpey addressed the Drinking Water Council meeting, holding her infant daughter Ellie in her arms. Ellie tested positive for high levels of PFOA when she was just 7 weeks old. Marpey says she and her other children were also found to have high levels of the contaminants, as well as several other toxins in their blood.
As a mom, this journey has been tough. I mean, I went from just being a normal mom to trying to be a toxicologist, an epidemiologist, all these things. It's terrifying. I can't tell you the hours that I've invested in this for my children. I can honestly say that we've seen health effects in our family. You know, these are scary things.
Marpey says the council needs to move more rapidly to regulate the dozens of other toxic chemicals that have been found in drinking water.
I'll be dead by the time you set an MCL for all the PFCs.
A study by NYPERG estimates that as many as 4 million New Yorkers may have been exposed to unsafe levels of PFOAs and PFOS in their drinking water supplies. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.